name is Kojo Bomani Sababo, slave named Grayling Brown. I'm a member of the New African Liberation Movement. December the 19th, 1975, I was captured along with Ojire Lutaro, who's a member of the Black Cross Anarchists. We were members of the BLA at that time. This December the 19th, I'll be incarcerated for 40 years. When I was in Leavenworth, USP Leavenworth in Kansas in 1975, on May 13th, I was listening to Bob Law's show, who did talk radio for the overall black community. And that's where I heard about the bombing of MOVE. I was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I used to live in Philadelphia when I was young, in South Philly. And at Grays Ferry Avenue, and then we moved around to 19th in Christian. So I'm very familiar with the city. The city is full of row houses. And if something starts at one area, it'd carry on into the next. I was really shocked when I heard that Wilson Good had bombed row house on Osage Avenue, killing 11 people, and which with a raging fire for over two blocks. I was appalled by what I heard. I couldn't believe that something like that would happen, especially after knowing that there's a historical background around a bomb being dropped on black residents in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I was really confused with that. And then on top of that, that Wilson Good was a black mayor. So I was utterly surprised that he would resort to something like that in dealing with the situation, especially with a group like MOVE, which was a Back to Nature group. It didn't bother anybody. They were very much concerned with going back to nature, living the life as it was lived in the beginning. And this was so out of step with reality that a person of African descent would drop a bomb on a house that had children and so on. It was quite shocking. It also reminded me of what had happened to the Sibonese Liberation Army out in California when they shot incendiary devices up in there and used pyrotechnic devices to set them aflame also. So this type of situation is something that really rubs at the nerves of people who were in the movement at that time. We had a great discussion on it while I was at Leavenworth. We revisited that situation many times, even when I met Delbert and them, when they came to the federal system from the problems that happened up at the prison in Pennsylvania that they was at. It was type of situation that you just couldn't understand that they would drop flames on kids, young children, and parents and so on, just because of them taking a position that was akin to the national liberation movements at that time, vying for civil rights and so on, and all it was behind was the fact that they believed in going back to nature and living a life in accordance to the way those who were supposed to be theologists at that time, Christian theologists, as well as other theologists, who thought that living by the Old Testament in the old ways of the Bible or the Jewish Torah or the Quran and so on, right, was the type of way that people should live. So why would someone like Wilson Good and his cronies drop a bomb? A bomb, a live bomb, on people in the city, which could have caught a flame to other aspects of the city also. MOVE is an organization that that stands up for the rights of the oppressed in society, and I'm very much in line with their political thoughts and the realities that they live by. They have been a standard bearer in the black community and also in the oppressed community throughout the United States, right? They have stood up against class domination. They stood up against the oppression that many people in the sectors of this society are faced with. And I think that I think and I know that their contributions have been quite useful in the struggle against oppression in this society. we're coming into the 30th year of that bombing, right? And I ask that everyone in the public, right, show concern and sympathy and back MOVE. MOVE is a very strong, viable organization that does much for the well-being and the maintenance of those who live in the society and those who are oppressed. So please, you know, help them out and support them in their struggles throughout this country. My name is Kodu Bomani Sababu, slave named Grayling Brown. I'm at USP McCleary in Kentucky, a federal penitentiary.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.